Alei Shruch Elik Beis Daf Ein. Pirkei Shnemasa, the 12th chapter, Siyuma Ma'aracha. This is the conclusion of the whole set of essays, Ha'adam Bikar. The author introduces it, B'Siyuma Ma'areches Adam, as we end this set of essays about the individual, the mensch. Nisboinen ba'ishim asher b'neim anu chayim b'chayat Torah shelanu. So we're going to examine the personalities among whom we live in our Torah lives. The first paragraph is entitled Sefer HaYashar. Kasub Yeshua Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayidoyim HaShemesh. After Yeshua instructs it to do so, the sun stood still, Vayareach Omad, and the moon stood still, Ad Yikom Goy Oyivav, until they concluded the campaign. Haloi Kesuval Sefer HaYashar. And this is written in the book of the upright. Vayisa Bavadazarad of Chafhei. My Sefer HaYashar. What was Yeshua referring to when he spoke about this book of the upright? It refers to the book of Bereshit, Shenikou Yesharim, because the voice is called Yesharim, Shenema, Bil'am said, Tamois Nafshi Mois Yesharim. He wished to die like the upright ones, and that's referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's why the book is called that. Says the author, Sefer Bereshit, Sefer HaYashar. Ve'im Ze Shemo, if that's its name, Nir'eh Shekol HaSefer Oisek B'inyan Echad Yeshus. One could say that the main theme of the Sefer is Yeshus, uprightness. Havad Isbonin, let's examine this. The Pasuk in Kohelet Perek Zayin, HaElokim Asayis Adam Yashar, man made man upright. Vehima Bikeshu Chish Shevoinois Rabim, they sought many calculations, let's say. Rashi explains, Ashe Asa HaKadosh was Adam Yashar, Vehima, they, Keshe Nizdavgalo Yichava Ishto, when they became a pair, when Asu Shnaim, when Nikuhu Hema, now they can be referred to in the plural. They sought all sorts of calculations. Rashi explains mezimois u'machashavois shel chait, all sorts of chait. Kach nidash v'midash. Adam Rishon Yashar b'tachlis. He was completely upright. Misoif oilam at soif oilam ayat. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Flamit Ches. He was from one end of the world to the other. Min ha'aretz ad harakia ayah. He had a tremendous stature. Kedushas gufo yasak kedushas beis hamikdash. The sanctity of his body was like the level of beis hamikdash. Dargas kol briya haisaz le'ein aruch yasak uva mishel achshav. The entire level of the briya was immeasurably higher than it is now. This is from the Ramchal. He makes this point very clearly. Hu haya mukhan lechayei netzach began Eden. Adam HaRishon was already set for eternal life in Gan Eden. There was a force of evil in the world, v'zakuk letikun, which required perfection. Im Adam HaRishon haya imed b'nisayon shel peri eitz hadas, had he withstood that nisayon, haya ze hatikun. That would have been the tikun of the entire bria. Koyach hara amad chutz bimenu. This is a point made clearly by Rav Dessler, that the koyach hara stood outside of him. It wasn't mixed into him. Lo haya ma'irav b'chochis nafshei v'gufoi k'mo etzlenu. It wasn't something that we are familiar with, that it's within us and it's associated with the body. It was something external. Hanisayon haya kashe. It was a very difficult nisayon. Aval hu im yashrusay haya mesuga la'amoid boi. He, with his uprightness, was capable, by definition almost, of withstanding it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a nisayon. In brackets, kesheloi amad boy, veloi tiken hara, having not withstood in Yisayon, chileik HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hara lechalakim ketanim le'in shi'um. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that ra and split it into innumerable splinters. V'itil al kol echad mibayi olam me'az atzuf kol adereus, and he imposed upon each individual from that moment until the end of all generations, chilek echad mimeno teknoi. One splinter, one small shard of that ra, to perfect it. Who a yetzera shel kol echad v'echad, and that's a yetzera of every individual. Hevei oimer, oisei ra shel kol adoros asukim bo letakno lenitzchoi. The evil that every generation and every individual in every generation is trying to battle and to defeat, haya mutal al adam harishon levadoi letakin. He himself was supposed to correct that sum total. Then vehima bikshu chishe v'inois rabim, they sought all these calculations, chava nispat tesa v'ichshila gam oisei, she was seduced, she made him fail. Birias hayeshus niskalkela. That creation of uprightness, of straightness, was spoiled. Haim einod yeshus boilam me'az kilkul zeh. Is there no more straightness in the world ever since that? Bo ur'e divrei Rambam. Says the Rambam, famous at the end of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. He says, ve'lo yishevet levi bilvad. it's not only Shevet Levi that is devoted to Avodas Hashem and therefore exempt from everything else. Ela kol ish va ish mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Every individual, interesting, it says mikol ba'ei ha'olam. Every individual in the world, asher nadvar ucho o yisoi, whose spirit motivates him, v'hivinoi mada'oi, and his mind, his knowledge motivates him, lihibadel la'amoi lifnei Hashem, to separate himself from society, to stand before Hashem, l'sharasei ul'ovdoi, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to worship Him, l'dei'ai es Hashem, v'halach yoshar, and he walks straight, kemo yishasau elokim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him. Presumably the Rambam is paraphrasing this pasuk in Koheles. Uforak me'al tzavaroi, oil ha'chesh boynois arabim. Again, you can see that he's paraphrasing the pasuk in Koheles. He throws off, he casts off the yoke of these numerous calculations that people make. Asher b'kishu b'nei ha'adam, ha'rezen iskadesh kodesh kodeshim. This person has become holy of holies, etc. It's a famous Rambam. Melamdenu b'zeh ha'ram, kichol adam nivra yashar. The Rambam is teaching that every individual is born straight. It's only that seeking of calculations or whatever it is that distorts, that bends the straightness. Somebody who preserves that natural yeshus and devotes himself to Avodas Hashem can truly reach very high levels. One more point about Adam Rishon and his progeny. Chazal says in Sanhedrin, it's famous, Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. Man was created as an individual, not like the other creatures that were created, I suppose, in herds, in swarms, in whatever it is. Man is created individually. Lelamedcha shekol ha'me'abed ha'nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. To teach us that anyone who destroys one Jewish soul, ma'aleh alav ha'kasuf kilu ibed o'ilam maleh. It's considered as if he destroyed the entire world. Conversely, v'chol ha'me'kayim nefesh achas mi'Yisrael, anyone who saves a Jewish soul, it's as if he preserved the entire world. This is a point that we made previously. The uniqueness, the singularity of Adam HaRishon was not lost even though the world was filled with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite wisdom can do such a thing that each individual is utterly unique, just like Adam HaRishon. V'chol echad oylam alei kamo, each one is an entire world, never to be repeated, a once in a lifetime of the entire cosmos type of creature. Himatz'am shel miliardei bnei Adam, the fact that billions of other people exist, einah poigas klal b'chidusei shel kol echad mehem, does not impinge one iota on the uniqueness of each one of them. Hamishnah mamshicha sham, the Mishnah continues in Sanhedrin. Ulagid gedul aseh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, man was created singly to demonstrate to us the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shadam teveh kama matbeis b'chisam echad. To contrast here, when human beings print coins, v'chulan domin ze lazeh. You have whatever these machines are called, the dies, and each coin comes out essentially identical to one another. Umelech malchei ha'melachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu tava kol adam b'chisamo shel adam harishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, imprints every person in the same mold as Adam harishon. Nonetheless, ein echad mehem demelech haveroi. It's a strange type of thing. Each individual comes out of this machine, in inverted commas, different, not like the coins that are identical. Kol adam hu b'riyah chad b'mis. Every individual is a once-off creation, unique. The Yeidaz is called Adam. Again, this is a point that we made before. Each person has to know. It's a fundamental piece of knowledge. Ani im koyecho isai uschono isai. I, with my particular abilities and predilections, partzuf banah, my appearance, uskoreis nafshi, the various characters of my soul, yechidi ba'olam, completely unique. Bein kol ha'chaim achshav en af echad kamoni. There's nobody in the world alive today who is exactly like me. Bederes shavul ayakamoni, there never was anyone like me. Be'adsev kol aderes beyakamoni, never shall there be another individual with my precise characteristics and circumstances. Ve'imkach, the point of this is bevaday hakadosh baruch hu shelachani leolam bishlichus miyuchedes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted me with a unique mission. ששום אחר אינו יכול למלא אותה. No other individual can fulfill it. רק אני בחד פעם יוסי. Only I in my uniqueness can do it. די לנו לדעת זה. That's sufficient for us, for our purposes, as far as אדם הראשון. היחידות והישות יש לנו כמו שעשה לאדם הראשון. The uniqueness and the straightness we have just like אדם הראשון had. ואם נהיה ישרים כאשר בראנו אלוקים, if we maintain, like you said above, if we maintain and preserve this yashus as HaKadosh who created us, ולא נבקש החשבונות הרבים המאבדים את הישוס, and we don't seek all of these calculations which bend the yashus, כי אז נמלא את הייעוד שההשגחה הטילה על הייחודיות שלנו. Then we will fulfill the objective that the השגחה imposed on our uniqueness, להשיב אמרים אמס לשולחינו. That's a pasuk. To return a truthful answer to the one who sent us. In other words, to report back that our mission accomplished. That's Adam HaRishon. Next. Adam HaRishon lo tiken seilam. He did not perfect the world. Yashrusei lo amdaloi. Unfortunately, his yashrus, he did not succeed in maintaining it. HaRishon shehizchil esaken haya Avraham Avinu alav ha-shalom. He's the next one in the chain. Harambam meta'eres hispatchusei bishilas hilchos Avodah Zarah. It's a famous passage in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam traces the history of Avodah Zarah and Avodah Hashem. He writes, Kivan shenigmal eitan ze. Once this child was weaned, hischil shetet beda'atoi, his mind started wandering, not daydreaming, meaning wandering, thinking deeply. V'ukatan, he was still very young, v'ishil achshil bayom v'layla, constantly reflecting, v'ayat tamea, he'achef shashi yagalgal zenoheg tamid. How can these cosmic circles, cosmic orbits, continue all the time? V'lo yelo manhigu miyasebevosei. Who drives this creation? Who drives these processes all the time? Ki'ef shashi yasebeves atzmoi. It's not possible that these forces just produce themselves. ולא היה לו מלמד ולא מידע דבר. He did not have a tutor, did not have a teacher, אלא מושקע באור כסדים. He was immersed in this area בין עובדי כוכבים הטיפשים, among the pagans, ואביו ואימוי וכל העם עובדי כוכבים. His entire environment was made up of pagans, והוא עובד עמהם. He joined them. He was part of it. האב וליבוי משייטט ומבין. But his heart constantly sought answers. עד שהשיג דרך האמס, until he attained the path of truth, והבין קו הצדק, he understood the line of righteousness, בשביל נושא נכונה, with his tremendous intellect, וידע, he came to the conclusion, שיש שם אלוהיקה אחד, he came to the conclusion, there must be a single God, והוא מנהיג הגלגל, he is the one who is driving all of these complex processes, והוא ברא הכל, he brought everything into creation, ואין בכל הנמצא אלוקה חוץ ממנו. And there's no other God in all creation other than him. וידע שכל העולם טועים. Avraham realized that the entire world is mistaken. ודבר שגרם להם to זה, what caused them this mistake, שעובדים את הכוכבים ואת הצורות, that they worshipped other forces, עד שעבד האמס מדעתם, to the point where they just lost the truth completely. Then the Rambam continues, ובן 40 שנה הכיר אברהם את בוראו. He was 40 when he knew his creator. וכיוון שהכיר, once he came to this conclusion, וידע, הסחיל להשיב תשובות על בני אור כסדים. He started throwing retorts, arguing with his fellow citizens. ולערוך דין עמהם, ולאמר שאין זו דרך האמת שאתם הולכים בה. He told them, you are not following the path of truth. ושיבר צלמים, and he smashed idols, והסחיל להוידע לעם. He started lecturing to the people, telling them, שאין ראוי לעבוד על אלוהיקה או אילם. It's only appropriate to serve the one God, ולא ראוי להשתחוויז. It's appropriate to worship him, ולהקריב ולנסח all the forms of עבודה, כדי שיכירו כל הברואים הבאים, in order that all the next generation should know him. עד כאן the Rambam. לפי דברי הרמב״ם, הסחיל אברהם אבינו אליו השלום, לשייטט בדעתו כיוון שנגמל. The Rambam clearly says that Avraham's thinking started already when he was weaned. He was very young, שהיה בן שלוש. ויותר קטן, and when he was still very young, ידע שיש שם אלוקה. He knew that there's a God. The author will emphasize just now. This is abstract. He had this abstract knowledge that there must be a God. אבל כשהכיר את בוראו, then the Rambam uses this phrase, quite different, when he knew his creator, haya ben arba'im. That's the Rambam. Bechazal yesh bazeh shtei de'ois. We find two opinions in Chazal. On the pasuk, Eikev asher shama Avraham bekoili, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Tarvayon amrin bememches shenai ki avam esbo'oi, that he was 48 when he knew his creator. Ishlaki shamar ben gimel shenai ki avam esbo'oi, now he was 3, binayin, Eikev, yeah, Eikev, shama Avraham bekol bo'oi, the gematria of Eikev, so he explains to you in the brackets, the point is that based on the gematry of Akev and Avram's age when he died, he was 175, so Rish Lakish determines he was 3 years old. Says the author, the Rambam fused the two opinions together. He put the two opinions together. It's not unique. You find in other places that the Rambam brings two opinions when it comes to Agadata in a Machlokes and puts it together like it does over here. See what the Rambam took out of this. Again, when he had this abstract knowledge that there must be a God, when he knew his creator, Ayah ben Arba'im, the Gemara says 48, whatever it was exactly, how the Rambam understood it. What's the difference between knowledge that there is out there a God, and the answer is, it seems, the knowledge is an intellectual knowledge, it's something abstract and theoretical. The Hakara is something quite different. It's in the heart. The difference is immense. Now we elaborate on this idea. Al Nimrod, Shaya Gibor Tzai Lifnei Hashem, that's how the pasuk describes him, a mighty hunter. Amru Chazal v'Rubav Rashi, Rashi quotes Chazal, Shaya Yoide Riboinoi u'miskaven Nimrod Boi. He knew his creator and intended deliberately to rebel. Regarding Anshei Sedoim, they were very evil, the pasuk says. Amru Chazal, the same comment. They knew the Creator, and they deliberately wanted to rebel. If they knew that there's Akadosh Baruch Hu, how does one come to wish to rebel and to reject? There's a deep process at work over here. The knowledge that there is a God, it obviously places certain obligations on the individual. He can no longer behave as he wishes, and whatever whim comes to him. It obviously places certain limitations on the individual. Ulam, however, the body, the psyche, they rebel against this intellectual knowledge that there must be a God. They don't want. These forces wish to satisfy their desires without any limitations whatsoever. What must they do to restore to themselves the freedom, to follow their whims? It brings to rebellion, to reject it. The very fact that a person knows his creator, it causes the rebellion. It causes, by the very knowledge that one has, this psychological process leads one to reject. He gives a source in the writings of Rav Simcha Zissel. Now, all of this applies to Yoder Riboinoi. A person has evidence, an intellectual conviction that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hamakiris Boroi, as we said, that's something quite different. He hakara baleiv. Hainu sheyediyah sechlis choderes lesech ha'agashis. That intellectual conviction then penetrates deeper into the soul. Umakifa es kol kochos nefesh. It permeates one's psyche. Shekulam maskimim la'akara. All of his forces, all these psychological forces agree, they accept. At that point, one doesn't rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. the oidzeis ki ein hakara zeis stamis sheish shamerutim. Furthermore, this hakara, what you call it, this recognition in the heart, is not, again, abstract. There is a God. Elahi pratisma is very, very private, very individual. Humakiris boireoi, the person knows his creator, his creator. Sheish kan yachas ishi ben oliven boi. There's a personal connection now, an emotional connection even, between him and his creator. Zoi hakara shlema. That's a complete recognition, hameshana kalil eskol chayadam, that transforms a person's life altogether. And the next point is remarkable. It's such a diuk. The author says, matzinu kama pe'amim. We find in a number of places, shchazal medabrim al makir esbo'i. They use this expression, that a person makir esbo'i, he knows, he came to recognize his creator. Ve'tamid emoisifim lezadavar. Chazal always add an explanation to that. Let's see some examples. Gigon, v'ayu hadevarim ho'ele, in the Shema. Lama ne'ema, asks the Midrash. Lefi she'omer ve'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha, the Shema begins ve'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha, b'chol hadvarim yada da-da-da. Ein yoda kitzad le'evo. How do I come to that? How do I fulfill love of Hashem? Answer is in that very paragraph. Talmud Lomar, v'ayu hadevarim ho'ele al libecha. Put these words upon your heart. Here's the key. You will come to recognize the Creator, Ata Makir, Umidabeg Midrachav. They added, they didn't leave it as Makir. There always has to be a practical consequence. Midabeg Midrachav, like we explained before, to emulate him. Second example, V'chein. Dorshei Rishumois Omrim, Retzincha Shetakir Mishama V'Yaolam. Do you want to come to know the Creator? Lemoid Agada. Tell us, learn Agada. Shemitorkach atamakiras akadosh baruch hu. Here's the phrase, umidabeg midrachav. Chazal never leave it as just makiras akadosh baruch hu, and that first level. It has to be followed. Hare, the author tells us, Hare makiras bo'o be'emes. The person who truly knows his creator. Makir gam darkei chasdoi. He also comes to midabeg midrachav. He knows akadosh baruch's ways of chesed, umidabeg baim, and he emulates it. He comes to you to cleave to them. Hakara she'en imah kinyan midayis tevois, an abstract knowledge that is not followed by emulation of Hashem and the acquisition of midayis tevois, eina ela dimyoin. It's just the work of the dimyoin, it's fantasy. That's why it took so long for Avraham Avinu to go through this process. Kach hiki Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalom es bar'oi v'niyeh ish ha'chesed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew his creator and he didn't stop like Nimrod and Sodom. No, he went further and became a person who emulated his creator and therefore became Chesed. Then Emes Yaakov Chesed Avraham. He became Isha Chesed. The Kivan Sheikir Veyoda, once he completed this process, Hischil Leashiv Teshuvos Vendoroi. That's a paraphrase of the Rambam. He started arguing with his generation. Chidush Vegilui Gadol Hayazeh. This was a tremendously revolutionary development. What Avram preached, that Hashem's greatness as a creator is not incompatible with chesed. That is their mistake, that his greatness separates him, divorces him from the world. He's some abstract and unknowable, ineffable entity out there. Avram was saying something, mamash, a revolutionary thing. No, Hashem's greatness is his goodness. Of course, paraphrasing the pasuk in Hallel, no matter how high HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and exalted, hu mashpil lirois b'shamayim ba'aretz. He is involved. V'chol tachlis hashgachasov v'nagasoi. The whole purpose of his involvement and guidance is shu mekimim me'afar dal. He wants to raise the individual. Me'ashpoi serim v'yoin lo yeshevim nedivim nedivei amoi. That's the objective of the hashgacha. L'roimem ulgadei l'sa'adam rov chasdoi. To elevate, to push the person, to raise the individual. And this is specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Not that we should treat him as this, again, this absent God, somebody who's not involved in something small. His desire is davka that he should be involved in all the small matters. That was Abraham's very decisive retort to the mistake of Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, another tremendous revelation that Avraham achieved. Efshar likroi bishmoi v'hu eineh. A person can call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and expect an answer. Ha'adam yechol lishpoich kamayim liboi noichach pnei Hashem. The pasuk in Tehillim, of course, yeah, shifchi kamayim libeich. A person can pour his heart out in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the pasuk describes Avraham as vayikra b'shem Hashem, I mean, literally, he called in the name of Hashem. Onklos translates v'tzolei b'shemad Hashem. He davened, tefillah. Harei gilui chasdo izborach, we have the aspect of revealing Hashem's chesed, gilui ha-tefillah lefanav, Avraham Avinu revealed the concept of tefillah, gilui ha-amida noch pnei Hashem, to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechol ze zecha kashikis bo'et. That's the level that Avraham reached, ultimately, when he reached the level where he kirs bo'i. Umar rab ha-evdel b'ni yedi'a she'yishem elika. How enormous is the gulf between the knowledge there is a God, uven mashikirs bo'i, and everything else that comes with hikirs bo'i. It's a completely different level. Rak kadosh elyon v'ved Hashem gadol ki ha-rambam ha-yechol amod al darko ze shel Avraham v'el ha-sharim. The Rambam could have appreciated this, ki ha-yatzorech be-arba'im shana, they took 40 years on, כדי להשיב הידיעה השכלית של הלב, to take that knowledge and to put in the heart. Of course, author here is paraphrasing עלינו, yeah? ידעתה היום, ואשר בישא לבביך. That's a long, long process. להפוך הידיעה ששם אלוהיך להכרת בוראי. To transform the mere knowledge that there's a God to הכרת בוראי, with everything that it connotes. 40 שנה מידיעה ששכל עד הקליטה בלב. 40 years from intellectual conviction to absorbing it in the heart. Uma'anan na'aneh abasre, that's a Gemara expression, a Talmudic expression. What do we have to say? What can we say? V'yosenu mitzuvim, we are commanded in Aleinu. V'yada'atayim v'ashivosei lebevecho, of course, Aleinu quotes it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'yada'atayim v'ashivosei lebevecho ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. You have to take this knowledge and absorb it in the heart, like Avraham Avinu did it. V'eich matza Avraham Avinu alav Hashem, it's the derech me'asechel el lev. Well, how did he find this path from the mind to the heart? How did he have the conception that there can be such a thing to take something in the mind and make it something in the heart? Many thinkers have reached the conviction that there's a God, but they didn't find the path leading from the mind to the heart. ורק אברהם אבינו עליו השלום, בעומדו על ידיעה זו, when he reached this knowledge, הבין שבזה מצא רק דרך האמת ועסקיו הצדק. Again, he's prefacing that Rambam that we started off with. Rambam uses this expression that he found the path of truth and the line of righteousness. That was his conclusion. I've just found the path. ומעתה הוא יצטרך ללכת בדרך. Now, Avraham knew I would have to walk the path ולהמשיך הקו הזה תכלית, and to extend the line until the end goal. ומה יהיה תכלית סלב? As we said, that the end goal is that the knowledge should become part of the heart. על זה דיברנו בפרק העשירי. In the 10th chapter, we discussed this. ההליכה העקבית בדרך זוי. עד הגיעו אל השלמות האחרונה. This consistent walking on this path until he reached his final perfection, דרך כל הסרס הניסיונס, through the entire 10 ניסיונס, Zoi ha-yeshus. That consistency is the yeshus, that straightness, asha'aleh nika kol ha-sefer, sefer yeshar, for which we name the entire sefer Bereshis, sefer ha-yeshar. Yeshus zoi amda lechol avos ha-kedushim ul yosef ha-tzadik. That yeshus, that consistency, is what stood by the avos ha-kedushim yosef ha-tzadik, vehem sheyishilu letaken es ha-shadam ha-yishoin lo yitzlich ha-zaken. They are the ones who started systematically correcting what and perfecting what Adam ha-yishoin did not manage. Therefore, hein hen ha'avois shel ha'klal Yisrael. They are the forefathers of Klal Yisrael. Agon Rav Chaim Yevolozhin Kosev Beruach Chaim, he writes in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. This is a passage that's also quoted by Rav Dessler. Kama midois shatzadik yaga v'torach la'asigam. It's fascinating. There are certain accomplishments that a tzadik toils and could be toils for years and for decades to attain. Levanav acharav hem ha'betev ha'mudba. His children just get it. It's like that. It's part of their nature. It's he toils and toils and toils. Eventually, he attains it. For his children, it's already natural. They don't have to do much to reach it. It's already part of them. He gives an example. It's remarkable. We see tangibly. many, many thousands of Jews throughout the generations, and Amei Aretz, not knowledgeable, very simple Jews, Moisrim es atzmam l'kiddush Hashem. When it was necessary, they gave up everything. They gave up their lives for kiddush Hashem. Vehu mutba banu me'avinu Avraham. That's because they obtained it from Avraham. That the concept, the ability to be Moisir Nefesh, is something that even simple Jews managed to attain because Avraham Avinu struggled for that. He started, and for him it wasn't easy like that. It was he had to toil to be able to voice the nefesh and ur kasdim. And mimeila, that's part of our, so to speak, spiritual genetic endowment. All 10 nisyonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered in such a way that Avram's progeny have it much easier to withstand these nisyonos. For example, v'chen ha'isererus le'adam pisoim le'lechus le'eretz ha'kodesh. When a person manages to go, or is motivated to go to Eretz HaKodesh, whom he's saying, lech lecha. It's because Avraham Avinu managed that nisayon. Or, Kabbalah's called the Avdin Mishmaya Letav, the ability of Jews to accept whatever happens for the good, and to say, Gam Zay Letiva, and called the Avid Rachmana Letav Avid, that's min nisayon hara'av. That's from Avraham and Sarah going through the nisayon of the famine in Eretz Yisrael, shelo hirherach amidas Hashem Zbarach. He accepted it. Hevei Omer, the author now is concluding, Hayashrus, straightness, Ha'amidaba Nisyonois, the ability to withstand Nisyonois, Yedi'as Hashem Ve'avayin Alev, the ability to know and to transform that knowledge into the heart. Asher Nitztavino Alev, the Torah tells us, Ve'yoda'ata Yom Hashem Ve'yisale Bavecha, take that knowledge and make it part of you, Hakol Mutba Be'oimek Nishmas Adam Yisrael. It's already deeply implanted in the Jews, neshama ki yerusha me'avisin hakdashim. We receive it as a yerusha from the voice, and as the Rav Chaim says, uviktsas yegi'a nagelezi. We require much, much less effort to achieve this. Asherinu. Atkan the first chapter.